So we're standing outside another Presbyterian church. The modern pastor came out. He can't give an answer for his gospel that doesn't call you out of the world. We see his body in him. They're worldly. Pride and vanity and carnality and harlotry. He can't give an answer for his pagan holidays. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, Roman Catholic holidays. He can't give an answer why Jesus, that he's being in the grave 3 days and three nights. He practices Good Friday to Sunday. You can't get 3 days and three nights. He couldn't give an answer for his male phallic symbol. Yeah, there's no children around. That's a penis. Yep, I like to say that because it's graphic. God's word is graphic. They have a penis on top of their building, something that simplifies a penis on the top of their building. Look it up. A male phallic symbol handed down from the Egyptians to the Roman Catholics to the evangelicals. We'll have a picture of it. He couldn't give an answer. For all of his false ways, he had to run and hide behind the door. And he asked me about, where do you worship on the Lord's Day? He couldn't give an answer. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. No Bible verse says Sunday's the Lord's Day. No Bible verse says you can be like the world. Folks, we're exposing your church. There'll be a testing up at don'tperish.com shortly to show you why this is sin. You can't worship Christ unless you're in spirit and truth, folks. We love you. Open your Bible and begin to test the Holy Scriptures and see that which is good, pure, and true. It's loving to stand here and rebuke. They like to say we're not loving. They like to say we're not loving. Actually, it's the most loving thing we can do, to show up, to lift up Christ crucified, to call out Jesus' truth, and to people that claim they know him, to expose them from those false ways, in those false ways, so that they can save their soul. Oh, we got to get this right here, Sister Amen. I just saw, it says Portico Church over there, but here, I got to get a picture if my camera's not overheating. Oh, you got one ready. I'm going to take one real quick. Okay. I see Living Stone Church. That's where we're going to find it so we can expose them. Let me. Oh. Here, Sister Amen, you need to get a picture for me. I'm going to get a picture. If you could stand there, don't get run over, honey. If you could stand there and get a picture for our testing. We like to put a picture of our gospel sign with their church signs. And so, yeah, it is absolutely loving. And that's why we'll put it on the internet so that people will see it for years to come, good Lord willing. And that people that test, we're looking for sheep. We're not looking for the goats that fill up these buildings. We're looking for the sheep of God that will come and hear the word of God and hear the truth and be drawn to it. We see it almost every time we go out, don't we, Sister Amen? What do we see?
Rejection of the truth.
And then what do we see? Maybe one in 10,000 people
come walking out.
And what is it like when they come walking out? Let's talk about that.
They're like drawn to the word. They're ignoring all the mocking, and they're just like drawn through the crowd. People honking and waving at us as
yeah.
they go by.
They're drawn like God drew them. And the Bible says yeah. no one can come unless God draws them. But guess what? God will draw everyone, but they have to listen
yeah.
and answer. And it's like these people walk right up and they go, what's this all about? And you start pouring out truth to them. And they listen. They're like a sponge. They soak it up. They thank you. They're not like the worldly religious places that hate the truth of God while they practice their false traditions. They say, I got to think about this stuff. You're right. I live in sin. I got to repent of that. And they're like the guy in the gutter versus the parable of the publican,
right.
or excuse me, of the Pharisee and the guy in the gutter. The Pharisee says, I go to church every Sunday and I do all these good things and I'm glad I'm not like that drunkard. And the drunkard says, I know I'm a sinner, beats his chest and says, God have mercy. And Jesus said, the drunkard in the gutter will be justified before you because you've got a wall of religiosity and hypocrisy
right.
standing in the way. All they have standing in the way is maybe booze.
Yeah. And
what would you rather?
Sins.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just thinking that was me hearing the gospel. I knew I was living yeah. in my sins. I didn't know how to stop doing it, and the gospel drew me and transformed my life. I love it. I want that for others.
Let's be raw. You used to drink.
I
used to drink, and
drink.
You had to give up your drinking and run to the biblical gospel. You didn't have a wall of hypocrisy and pride and all of this stuff. Yeah,
well,
there was some
I
of that there.
I had a pile of sins.
We laid down our yeah. sin because God called us and we sought it. And so we have to be very, very careful how we look at people. You're the last person you think might come. The modern pastor is very hard-hearted and wicked and comes out. He got in his flesh because he couldn't answer a bunch of questions I was asking him in front of his people about his false doctrines. And so this is why we come. It's confrontational, yes. Jesus and Paul and John the Baptist always caused issues when they preached around the temple, even when they preached around Israel with the Roman soldiers. Eventually, they were all arrested, and history says most all of them died. John is the only one who died a prisoner on the island of Patmos, according to history. He died of natural causes. All the rest of them, history says, and the Bible says, the prophets were killed, the disciples were killed. So I just want to say one thing at the end of this audio. I think we're probably done here. They're inside, and we're not going to stand here until they come out, because anybody wanted to talk to us would have come out already.
Right.
I just want to say this. If you're not an enemy of this culture of Satan, standing against it, living against it, witnessing against it, preaching against it, teaching against it, whatever way God's called you to, and if you're not an enemy of man-made religion, I don't care if it's Muslim, Roman Catholic, Presbyterian, Baptist, Mennonite, Jehovah Witness. I keep telling people, name a man-made religion, and I'll tell you who started it and when and what its sin is, unless there's some I don't know about, which there could be. Obviously, I don't know them all, but I know the main ones. There might be some in India I don't know about. There might be some in Africa I don't know about. Right. I know all of them in America, unless it's a little tiny.
But they're all made of man.
They're all made of man. And so I hope that you're an enemy of that religious system as well, because hate what God hates, love what God loves. God loves truth and righteousness. God hates false tradition, sin, injustice, and lies. Test yourself. We're here to help you anytime.